Thank you very much and welcome back. All right, have you heard of AMVAC? Probably. This should help increase your knowledge of AMVAC.
Gwen Carter from Tifton, Georgia. And up north, AMVAC is maybe not a household name just yet, but pretty close.
Huh? Yeah, Mick, we certainly hope to be there soon. We really do focus heavily on our corn and soybean portfolio, so we're getting bigger and bigger up there, that's for sure.
All right, and corn rootworm is getting more and more of a problem. So what do you have for corn rootworm?
Yeah, as growers are beginning to think about their plan for rootworm control in 2025, we have a couple of options that the growers would take a look at. So we've got BioWake Prime, that is a biological pesticide. So it has two modes of action. It repels the corn rootworm, but also it stimulates root growth if any feeding does occur. And it can be used in conjunction with our liquid at plant insecticide Index that also delivers two modes of action to control a broad spectrum of seed attacking pests as well as corn rootworm. And it's important to note that with Index, we have no herbicide restrictions, so it gives the grower maximum flexibility when they're choosing the herbicide program.
Those doggone bugs are developing resistance. There's bugs that seem to be smarter than people in some cases. How are you overcoming the resistance?
So one of the things that we think helps overcome resistance is using an integrated pest management plan. So by incorporating a biopesticide as well as some traditional chemistry, we certainly feel like having those multiple modes of action can combat resistance and help delay the development of resistance.
That's below ground. Let's kill some weeds above ground. What do you have?
Mick, we have Zalo herbicide here. This is one that we launched in 2023, and it's a combination product of quizalofop and glufosinate. So it's a broad spectrum herbicide that not only controls broadleaf weeds, but you get the added punch on your annual grasses with the quizalofop. So in light of some of the recent news around dicamba being taken away from us for use in soybean for 2025, we'd like the growers to take a look at using Zalo because it also offers that broad spectrum control that they need.
Sure. And it's glufosinate based, right?
Yeah, it's a glufosinate base for the broad spectrum aspect. Not only get broadleaves and grasses, but also by adding quizalofop, we're able to control some taller grasses that we might not have been able to get with glufosinate in the past. So it's an excellent product when you're looking to really knock out some grass weeds.
Okay, and the website to get more info?
AMVAC.com.
AMVAC, gotcha. Gwen Carter from AMVAC, appreciate the visit.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mick. We appreciate the time.
Another visit from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention earlier this month. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break and be right back.